This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dub Nation, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Kevon. No Joes today. Sam, Evan, in. Not a cup of Joe. Cup of Joe on The Morning Roast, for sure. But what we're talking about today is, well, Kevon Looney's been a part of three of the four. He was not on the first championship squad. That it is a title that belongs to Festus Ezeli, who's going to join us at 8:30. But, Sam, you know, it's, again, that was a championship that I think at the time was unexpected. Looking back, it makes a lot of sense. But the Warriors are, they did it so many different ways for all four of their titles. That first team was the strength in numbers squad. I think a very complete team at the time. No one knew that Curry was going to bud into the borderline top 10 player, wherever you have him ranked ever. The two titles in the middle obviously made sense when they acquired Kevin Durant and built the death lineup in the Hamptons Five. And then the last one may have been the sweetest, but it all starts with one. And in a way, because they now have four, it allows you to appreciate that one a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's you never forget your first, and that goes for every single championship. I'm sure that, you know, that first Super Bowl 19 hits harder a little bit for 49ers fans because of what it began. I know 2010 will always have a very magical place in my heart for what the Giants did that year. And you know, 2015, yeah, same right there, up there with the Warriors, because, you know, with the KD championships, it was more like how, it wasn't so much will the Warriors win. The question was how much are they going to dominate the rest of the league and how much fun are we going to have watching a team that's basically playing these games on easy mode. And that was just pure entertainment every night. What makes 2015 and 2022 very special is that it didn't have that kind of, like, guaranteed feeling that those two KD titles had, in that, you know, it was not so much a question of how badly they're gonna beat everyone. There was some semblance of, like, you know, it's not a guarantee. They could fall short, because in 2015, obviously, they didn't have that pedigree. 2022, it was just, you know, it was just not as great of a team, I guess, in a sense, as those KD teams, because those KD teams were just otherworldly. So when you have that, the lack of the safety of a guarantee there, it just added an extra sizzle to those runs that made it just even more entertaining. That looking back now, like, you appreciate those bookend titles a little bit differently because that guarantee wasn't there. Now, I'm not taking away from those KD titles. Those, you know, the two titles should have been three that the Warriors won with Kevin Durant, or some of those memorable basketball seasons, you know, ever. I always figured that those 3 years that Kevin Durant was here, that's the best basketball I will ever see in my life. I will never see team basketball played at that high a level ever again in my life. But that 2015 and that 2022 title, more specifically that 2015 title, there's just such a purity to it in terms of just not having that that reputation and watching them build up that reputation that has now come to define them 10 years later.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue the 2016 team was the most beautiful brand of basketball I've ever seen.
That is true.
They just didn't win the championship that year, but that's the best Warriors team that I've ever seen. We are talking about the 2015 squad because they will be honored tonight at Chase Center. I'm not sure if it's before, during, or after, but the Warriors are playing the Hornets tonight at 7 o'clock, and they're going to honor this team, really, you know, on the heels of Andre Iguodala. Mo Spates is going to be there. Brandon Rush, who was on Willard and Dibbs last week, I believe was at the retirement ceremony. He's going to be there. Obviously, Curry, Draymond, Kerr, who, by the way, was a rookie head coach for that squad. So many different things going on tonight, pardon me, and throughout this week for Golden State. But I want to open up the phone lines.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To our listeners, 888-957-9570, what does that championship mean to you, and where are you at 10 years later? Let's go out to Oakland and talk to Coach Troy. Coach Troy, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, fine. Evan, first-time caller. I just wanted to give you a shout-out because you brought me a lot of joy back at EC Blue,
my man.
Baseball team. And I am so proud of you right now, man. I'm just so proud of you. I just wanted to tell you that. And the championships, with regards to the Warriors, those championships were great. And I really believe that the window is still open, especially now that they have Jimmy tied up for 2 years. They may go deep this year, but they'll definitely go deep next year into the playoffs. So that's my take on it. And once again, Evan, proud of you, man, and thank you for bringing me so much joy.
Appreciate
Take
it, Coach.
Care, you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
What a nice call.
Best wishes to you and yours. Yeah. So that's Troy Goodwin. He, by the way, what he was so gracious to leave out is we ran the entire circuit that summer. That ECYB squad that year that he was coaching, I think we lost like 2 games that summer.
Powerhouse.
We were nice.
You were basically the Warriors back then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we were basically like that 2015 team. No one saw us coming.
There's strength in your numbers?
We caught a couple breaks. San Bruno tournament, that green squad wanted no part of El Cerrito youth baseball. That's neither here nor there, though. Appreciate it, Coach. Let's go to Foster City, talk to our guy GMC. Giant monster cars. What's up, GMC? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Actually, it's GMC, but it's all good. So, 2 things come to mind as I was thinking about this question, right, is if you guys thought about it, a year prior, the Giants just won their third championship. And if I recall, Jim Harbaugh's Super Bowl year was, I think, sometime around that area.
2012, 2013.
And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, we're heading into, like, a golden era for Bay Area sports, right? You get the Giants having just won their third in a couple years. You have the 49ers up and coming. You have the Warriors that just won their first, could lead to more. You were thinking, okay, this could be a great era for SF sports. So that's one. And then the second one is, if you think about that first championship, if you fast forward 10 years from now, and some streaming service is going to want to do some kind of, like, documentary similar to like The Last Dance for the Warriors, do you imagine how it's going to reflect on what that championship and this team did to LeBron's legacy over the years. If you think about how if he wins that one, and who knows if he wins the one after that, now you're talking about people really having a no-debate issue that he's probably the greatest player. And so now you come to potentially the third point. What if Steph and this team wins this year or next year? How do you not call this the Steph Curry era as much as everyone says LeBron did it? I mean, we're talking about a dude who defined and redefined basketball in the last decade, and you have kids all the way to college students throwing up threes before they get in some warm-up shots closer to the basket. How do you not define this as Steph era if he wins another one in the next couple years? Or, God forbid, a second one after that.
Oh, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves,
greediness
TNC.
Here from,
That's really what this championship run has done. It's like, can we get one more? Well, can we get one more?
Evan, I've always said the era of one being enough is long over. I think, you know, I hate to go at Niner fans here a little bit, but I think the biggest lie any Niner fan will ever tell you is, I just want one. It's like, yes, we all want one Super Bowl. I guarantee the second the Niners get a Super Bowl.
I'm sorry? Have the Niners never won a Super Bowl before?
Well, one right now. It's been 30 30 years since they last won one.
They got like second most in the NFL.
Yeah, they got five. It's been 30 years since they won the last one, though. And Niner fans, they are hungry for another one. And when they get it, they'll be incredibly happy. And I am saying when. I'm not saying if. When they get it, they will be very happy for a few months. And then it's going to be, well, I mean, you got this young quarterback. Why can't we add a second one? Let's keep adding to it. It's just one title is never enough anymore for any fan base, especially here in the Bay Area. And I absolutely blame the Giants and the Warriors for that, for spoiling us with all these extra championships. I mean, back in 2009, one World Series would have been great, or one NBA title would have been great. But then we feel what it's like to win multiple championships as fans. And yeah, just one championship will never be enough. You have to keep adding on to it, because a championship is great, but a run is so much better. Obviously, that's not, you know, reaching for that one. But that's what the Warriors really did. You know, and we talk about, you know, how do you not call this the Steph era? No, I think this is the Steph era. Like, Steph won the LeBron James era. Like, he beat LeBron 3-1 in the finals. He's got the same number of rings. If you want to be that person who kind of cheapens LeBron's bubble ring, you're absolutely welcome to do that. I'm not going to do that. But Steph
Curry, just did it.
Well, yeah, I did. You backhandedly.
Like, he literally just did it.
No, there are people who want to do that. I am not one of those people.
Yeah,
I consider that
a
valid
bubble championship, and I'm not going to say it doesn't count.
I mean, it
count,
was a bubble
but,
championship.
You know.
That's the name. It was the bubble championship. It's still a ring. You can still wear the shirt that says Lakers 2020 NBA champs. You're still welcome to do that. It's a real ring for LeBron.
What about the Dodgers?
Yeah, no, it counts. Championships and elections, those are the only things that counted in 2020.
Your voice cracked there.
No, I don't. Yeah, well, yeah, it's because it hurts to say. But I'll be honest. All those championships, it does count. But no, Steph did win the LeBron era because Steph completely turned the LeBron era on its head. It was supposed to be all about LeBron. It wasn't. The spotlight was taken away from King James. Steph won as many rings, beat LeBron more times in the finals. And more importantly, Steph changed the game far more than LeBron James did.
Don't make me stick up for LeBron James.
Well, then don't stick up for him. You don't have to. I'm not forcing you.
Oh, my God.
You can agree with me. You can say, Sam, you're right. Steph really has won the LeBron James era.
Yeah, but he hasn't, is the thing. Like, I think you can't say that. Like, that's not true.
I just said what I said.
Well, it's not true, though, Sam. I've realized we're sitting in the Bay Area, and it's our market, and people love the Warriors, and that can all be great, but you can't just lie.
Steph has completely revolutionized how we play how the NBA game is played. The reason threes are being taken as much, and we can get into this on the other side, is because of Stephen Curry.
Yeah, having an impact on the game does not mean that you define what winning is in a generation. But I also want to bring this to now, and one of our callers brought up the idea of this window still being open. Is it? Because I think that there is, in thinking about the 2015 team, there's added pressure. There's added urgency to what they want to do this year, what they want to accomplish. To be frank, what Draymond Green has already promised. We can get into that on the other side as we roll on here. 888-957-9570. If you want to talk about the team 10 years ago, we can absolutely get into that. But I also think, too, to kind of broaden it, to bring it into the now, what do you now expect from this year's team? Is it something like a run 10 years ago? We'll get into it. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That's Sam Lubman. My name is Evan Giddings. In for the Joes here on the Morning Road.